And when we talk about standing up for your rights, we have a guy that we can talk to who does this on a regular basis. He is one of our Bridge legal advisors, and we're always happy to get the legal buzz from him as we say good morning to our buddy David Ayler. David, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Glad we got on the line together.
Yeah, I know. There seems to be phone issue communications problems going on across the Tri-County area right now for people out there wondering why their phone calls aren't happening or some issues. But we're happy to have you on. And, you know, David, before I get to one thing, I got to just ask you this. Today, Monday, March 15th, everybody in America is filling out a bracket. They're all getting in a pool somewhere for March Madness because everybody is an expert, at least for today, when filling out their brackets. In the state of South Carolina, it is actually illegal to have an office pool that you can actually get busted for this, get fined. It's happened before, but you're a lawyer guy. I mean, you know about this stuff?
Yeah, it is 100% illegal in the state of South Carolina because we do not have any version of organized gambling. You know, we had some stuff in the past, issues with even church bingos and things, but those have been since, you know, rectified. But yeah, I mean, whether it be your office or, you know, sometimes you've been in probably bars or restaurants where they'll, you know, have those brackets. And if there's any waging being involved with it, then technically it is illegal. Are they going to go after that being they being fled, you know, small office pools and things like that? It's unlikely, but most definitely you see it in public places like any businesses.
Yes, I know in the past of some bars that have done some kind of pools like that and then have actually gotten in trouble for it. But you had to remind everybody that games of chance are illegal in the state of South Carolina, which means that the old law that's been on the books since 1802, making it illegal to play any game with cards or dice. Doesn't matter if there's any money involved in it at all. It's just an archaic, outdated, antiquated, old-fashioned, stupid law that needs to get done away with. But anyway, just reminding people that if they are diving into a pool today when it comes to the office pool with March Madness. And it's funny, David, you and I were kind of on the same wavelength here because I've noticed the uptick in traffic. You can tell people going back to work, back to school, and that's the sign that things are getting back to normal. But with that uptick in traffic means an uptick in accidents as well. And this is a perfect question about the fact that if you get in a fender bender, there's oftentimes, let's say, if no injuries, move cars to the side of the road. But I was under the impression since I was a little kid, my dad always said, if you get in a fender bender, no matter how small it is, get the police on the scene and get a police report before you move the vehicle. So what's the status on that?
I think that's most definitely the smartest way to do it because you're putting things at risk when you move the vehicles, because if there's any question about who's at fault when the police officer gets there, that could be a problem that comes into play because you moved the vehicles. And really going back to the fact of the police officer in general, I know a lot of people get frustrated when they see these minor fender benders that are stopping them from getting to where they need to go, whether it be work or pick up their kids or whatever the case may be. But, you know, it's very important to have the police there because I can't tell you the amount of times I've had people call me and say, hey, can you help me with this wreck? Or, you do wreck cases? Well, yes. What can I do to help? Well, this person hit me, and, you know, since then I've had some issues with my neck and my shoulder and also the damage to my vehicle. And while at the scene, they said that they were responsible and they knew they were, and they gave me their driver's license and their insurance card. I've since tried to move forward with it, and at this point in time, they're denying liability as well as their insurance company. What can I do? And the answer to that question is, unfortunately, a lot of times, not much, unless you want to take them to small claims court personally, because their insurance company is going to deny it without having the FR-10 showing, which is the report that the police officer issues, showing that their driver was at fault. So it's very important, even though it does seem like it's time-consuming and frustrating, to make sure that your car and, of course, your body and anyone else in the vehicle are covered by the other driver. And that's where the police really play a huge role.
And that's where that police report comes in, so handy, because, I mean, like you said, even if both parties agree who's at fault and they provide each other their ID and auto insurance information, that something could be disputed. And if you have that police report, it's a CYA measure to make sure that you know what's going on. I just wonder that there are, like I said, there are states where you see the signs that if there's no injuries, move the accident to the side of the road because it causes such traffic jams. But I've always believed you got to get a police report no matter what, just to make sure that you're covered.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're going to have a lot less chance of getting covered. And then really your only route then is to go after the person personally. And more often than not, they're not going to have the assets that are going to make that venture worth it.
Well, hey, David, who you got in your office pool? I mean, just for recreational purposes only, of course.
You know, it's going to be hard to really go against Baylor. I think that they've got a good chance of going all the way. That's probably my dark horse, even though they're a number one of the status. But what about you?
Well, so many people like me are picking Gonzaga to win, but Baylor would be a good pick maybe there also. So we'll keep this to the side and see how it goes as the tournament plays out. Again, just for recreational purposes only. Absolutely. No wagering, please, of course.
They need to get the wagering fixed and put them in Myrtle Beach and then fix all the schools and roads throughout the state. What do you think?
Amen to that. If you build it, they will come. Absolutely. A little bit of a sports betting on the side, and all the money goes to fix our infrastructure in South Carolina. I like the way you're thinking there, David. But in the meantime, if people do get in one of those fender benders, or if they have questions on their office pool, how can they get in touch with you, man?
Downtown office, 744-4444, davidaylor.com.
Well, David has Baylor. I'll take Gonzaga. And that's great news, though, and information to pass along concerning fender benders. Get that police report, whatever you got to do. Good to talk to you, David. Take care, buddy.
You as well. Good talking to you. Y'all have a great week.
There he goes, David Ayler, one of our Bridge legal advisors, with your legal buzz.